The winner is.
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 And the winner is.
Or somebody can send your luggage.
Sometimes. That means sometimes.
There can be 100 people in a room. Maybe there is right now.
I know it's tuna, but it says chicken.
I don't know her.
She always has these long lists of like diva demands.
Cheetos and Doritos.
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
I understand you embrace the term diva.
Hello, divas, divos, and divs. Welcome back to another episode of Diva Dailies. This is a podcast where we deconstruct divas on film, TV, and in music. I am your host, Steffi, and before we get into the episode, we got to do some housekeeping business. So if you guys are interested in following the podcast, we're at Diva Dailies Pod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Threads, and you can always email us divadailiespod@gmail.com. Now, I am doing the intro all by myself. I, meaning me, Steffi. So if you want to follow me, I'm at INN_MHO on Twitter, Instagram, and in my humble opinion on YouTube. But yeah, I'm doing the intro by myself. Angie is not here, but she's obviously going to be in the bulk of the episode. So as you can tell from the title, this is our part two celebration of our 100th episode. We honestly had no intention of this being a two-parter, but we ended up getting so many questions that part one ended up being super long, and we wanted to play a game. So that's what this episode is. It's the game. So thank you guys again for those of you who submitted in questions to the Q&A, which we did last week. If you haven't listened to that part yet, you can always go back and listen to it. It's a really long episode. Apologies for it being super long, but you guys just had so many great questions that we had to make time to answer them. And actually, some of you guys did submit questions even after the fact, after we recorded that episode. So I think over the next couple of weeks, we will eventually get to those questions as well. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to throw it to the game now. And honestly, editing this episode was really funny. There are some genuine moments while I was editing this episode where I was like actually laughing. Not to say that like I don't laugh whenever I'm editing like Diva Dailies episodes, because I think we are kind of funny, but there are genuine moments when I was like, wow, this is really funny. And Angie is a very competitive person, as you will see, as you will hear in this episode. So if you guys have been listening to us for quite some time, you can also play along as well, because you'll see. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna stop talking now. Enjoy. Okay, so do you want to play the game now?
Let's play the game. Let's get...
Well, I guess we have to explain the game. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys, we asked for suggestions with games to play, and we kind of took little inspiration from the different suggestions that you guys gave us. A lot of you wanted us to do like a versus, like Janet versus Whitney versus Michael versus Janet versus, which is like really intense. I don't know, maybe in the future we could potentially do that. But we are going to do a trivia game based off of our entire backlog of Diva Dailies. So it's, how do we describe this? Basically, there's going to be two rounds. The first round will be music based, and the second round will be movie / TV show based, because we have talked about movies and some TV episodes on this podcast.
Right.
What we're going to do is each of us are going to go back and forth, and we're going to play a couple of seconds of a given song or a scene in a movie, and we have to guess. And there's a whole point system, okay? So the reason why we have a point system is so, like, hopefully no one walks away with 0 points after each go. So it's not embarrassing. But we say that now. But basically, each go is worth 3 points. So you get 1 point for correct song title, 1 point for correct artist, and then 1 point for correct album. So the first round will be music based. We each get 10 rounds of this, and then we're going to move on to movies and TV shows. When we get there, we'll re-explain the rules. Anything that we talked about is fair game. For me, I honestly feel like you're going to do better than me with this round.
I doubt it.
Because you're such a music head. Oh. No, I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'll go first. Okay.
So you're going to play?
I'm going to play.
Oh, wait. Angie, okay, wait. This is also something I thought about too.
Okay.
Sorry. We should get 3 attempts. Like the first attempt should be 5 seconds long. Second attempt should be 10 seconds long. And then the third attempt should be 15 seconds long. And if we don't get it after the third attempt.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's okay. Okay.
I'm going to start off. See, now I feel like I didn't go hard enough. But I'm going to start off mad simple.
Oh, God.
We're going to start off super easy.
Okay? Oh, my gosh.
If you don't get this.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to side eye you. You better get this. It's the easiest thing in the world.
Oh my God. Pressure. I'm scared.
You got this. Okay. Ready?
Yeah. What? That was 5 seconds?
Did you hear it?
I kind of heard it.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Oh, this is Dancing on the Smooth Edge, Whitney Houston.
Yes. Album.
Album, it's not technically on an album. It was supposed to be on I'm Your Baby Tonight, but it wasn't. Is it like the Waiting to Exhale, like B-side, or like it's some sort of B-side to a single that came out after the fact, right?
Yeah, it's Exhale.
Okay. Shoop. It's the picture of her from the Shoop video. Yeah. She's like, you got me dancing on.
Are you keeping score?
Oh, I should keep score. Okay, wait. Let me. Okay, so round. See, I have my notebook here. Angie, do you like the cover of my notebook?
Oh my God. Not the Glee notebook.
It's a Glee notebook. Okay, so round one, I got. This is fun. It's fun because I just got it right. It's not going to be fun when I'm not getting it right.
Listen, I feel like you went into the depths, like you got like the deep cuts.
Okay, well I organized my pick. I have easy and mid and hard.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So this is easy. This is easy for you.
I didn't go hard enough.
Also, wow, you picked a song from one of those episodes where we were just naming bunch of random songs. All of my songs were album specific.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What is it?
Digging on You, TLC, Crazy Sexy Cool.
Correct. Very good, Angie. Okay, so she got song, artist, and album, and she has 3 points. Very good. Okay. So I am digging the sink, digging on you, digging on me, baby, ooh, baby. It's on. See, I have a whole tally here on my Notion. Okay.
All right. I feel like,
Are you changing up your playlist now?
No. We're still in the easy category. I'm trying to figure out which one to go to next. It's still easy. This still should be easy for you.
Oh my God. Okay? Oh God, this is going to be embarrassing if I don't get this. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, this is You Can't Win, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
That is tricky, Angie. That's not even an album specific. That was in a movie episode. Wow.
And which movie? Which soundtrack?
The Wiz. Mm-hmm. The Wiz by Michael Jackson. You Can't Win. He's the Scarecrow.
Yes. You get it.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, I have 6 points. You have 3 points right now. This is your second song. I have this marked as a medium. But okay. I think you should be able to get it. That's 5 seconds.
Oh my gosh. It's Adele.
Yes, yes, very good.
It's Adele. Uh-huh. What the fuck is the name of that song?
Album? What's the album?
30.
Very good. Okay. Do you want another round? Do you want to hear 10 seconds of the song?
She doesn't say the name in the song.
She does not. She does not.
God damn.
This is like one of our favorite songs. We really like this song. I know. Okay, do you want 10 seconds?
Sure.
Okay, okay.
It's not going to help.
There's no points docked for more additional routes. Okay.
It's parking lot something. No. Yes, there's something with the parking.
Yes.
Oh. All day parking. All night parking.
Yes. Yes. Why would Adele be in the parking lot in the daytime, Angie?
When I'm out at a party, I'm just excited to get home and dream about you.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Yes. Yes. She got it. Okay. This is round three.
Round three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like this would be mid.
Okay.
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 I feel like this would be mid.
Oh,
okay,
God. Oh, my God. What the heck?
You want me to repeat it at the five mark?
Just go to the 10 second. I couldn't get that one.
10 seconds. Here we go.
What in the world? We talked about this song?
We talked about this.
Oh my God. No.
Oh. Well, damn, I should have had this as a hard one.
Oh,
you want to
no.
hear it again? 10 seconds? Yeah.
Oh, no. This is embarrassing. We've reached an embarrassing...
Here we go.
This is a low point. This is an album that we covered.
This is an album that we recently covered.
Recently. Is this Aaliyah?
This is Aaliyah.
Okay, well, at least I get Aaliyah self-titled. Okay, I'm walking away with 2 points at least. I'm giving myself, 15. Give me the full 15.
Full 15.
Because in my head, I was thinking, this doesn't sound like the 90s. Mm-mm. For sure, this is not an 80s album.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, is this, is this I Can Be?
Yes.
There we go.
It took you 15 seconds.
I'm sorry, because the beginning doesn't sound like when I think of that song. It's the da da
da da. Yeah.
That's why I was like, what in the world?
We talked about this song at length.
I know, but not that section of the song. Wow, that was really, that was a struggle bus, but I got the points. Okay, this is round three for Angie. This is easy.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder if it's good if we tell each other if it's easy or not.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the next song?
Oh, easy.
The one about me.
Got Till It's Gone, Janet Jackson, Velvet Rope.
Of course.
As soon as I heard
the page rustling.
I said
the page rustling got you.
I already know. Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's the next song?
The one about me.
Oh yeah. I like this one.
What?
There you go.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you the levels.
Yeah, maybe tell me afterwards.
All I'm going to say is I gave you the easy ones. Okay, so with that said, may the force be with you.
I got it. That's my lovely Adele from 30, and it's I Drink Wine.
Yes.
Giving me my Carole King moment. I remember this when I said. So I hope I learn to get over myself. Stop trying to be
somebody else. Okay, that was the last easy one.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Great. Well, love that for me. Oh, dear. Okay. This is... Do you want me to tell you?
No.
Okay.
Just go. Oh, my Lanta. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Oh. Girl, Destiny's Child. Destiny Fulfilled.
Very good.
I don't know why that album title left my brain. I was like,
but you got it. That's what counts, is you got it. You got it.
That was easy. That had to be considered easy.
That was easy.
Okay.
That was an easy one. Girl, I can tell you've been crying and you're needing somebody to talk to. Girl, I can tell he's been lying and pretending that he's faithful and he loves you. Girl, you don't have to be hiding. Don't you be ashamed to say he hurt you. I'm your girl, you're my girl. So we each have our tied at what, 12?
Okay.
Yes.
Now it's time to break that.
Now this is when girls become women. This is when we divide the weak from the strong.
This is it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, well, remember when Michael Jackson said this is it and look what happened. And that was it, so.
Oh my gosh. Here we go.
Wait, we really covered this. Is this one of those a song we referenced in an episode, or this is we covered this album?
We covered this album. Do you need to hear it one more time?
Can I take a guess?
Okay. Do you get
is this
points marked off?
Oh, I don't know. Oh no!
Like, is this your?
Oh no! Oh, no. Okay, wait. Play it one more time.
Is that the 5 second mark?
Yeah. I think I know who this is. This is definitely a 90s album. This sounds like we're girl group summer. I think we should go for 10 seconds. I'm not going to get the song.
Okay.
I may not even get the album. Here we go. I may only walk away with 1 point.
Here we go.
Great. Love that. Did it. I know it's going to change, or there's going to be a beat drop, and then that's when it's going to be obvious, and I'm going to say, okay, just do 15, god damn it.
God damn. I didn't even check to see if the beat drops at 15.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
I hope it doesn't for my sake. Here we go.
It's not gonna drop. Okay. I think this is SWV.
That is correct.
Okay, well, at least I got a point.
Yes.
Got a point there. I don't even remember the name of their album.
You said it came and it went.
And we recorded that twice. Maybe I emotionally blocked that out. Oh dear. Yeah, I don't know the song name. Is the album title, wait, no. Is this their debut album?
Mm-hmm.
So would they name it SWV if it's their?
No.
That's not their name?
No.
Okay.
Is that a clue that I was not supposed to give you?
Wait, okay, let me see if I can just guess that if it's, I feel like I could see the album cover. It's like there's a yellow bubble and that's the album titles in red.
Yep.
And I see it and they're mm-hmm. like kind of sitting.
To give you a bit of credit, those bold letters in red, it's not the album title.
Oh, is it?
It's just SWV. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that wasn't, that's not even, I'm not even looking in the right place.
Mm-mm. It's really small on the bottom.
What the fuck? Girls, help me. I'm trying to think of what's on that album. Oh my God, we covered that a year ago. I don't think the album, wait, no. The album is not called Weak. I know that.
No.
Right here?
No.
No, that can't be it. Great job, Steffi. You know the songs that you knew before you did the episode. Do you remember the songs that, you know, after you listened to the album? Really good at retaining information.
And you said positive things about this song, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Remind me of what I said.
You said you loved the nice piano intro.
Well, I'm not loving it right now, am I? Past me, am I? I'm not loving it right now. Okay, I fold. What is it?
You're always on my mind.
I would have not gotten that.
It's About Time.
It's About
That's
Time!
That's the name
of
it. Oh.
God! Okay, 1 point
Sorry
for me.
Sorry for you.
SWV.
It's just going to get harder from here.
Oh, God.
I did good picking out these songs.
It's about what? It's about time you listen to that album again. That's what the time is. Okay, so here we go. So I'm at 3, 6, 9, 12, 13 points total right now. Angie, you have a chance to
okay.
usurp me.
Yes.
So to pass me by.
Yes.
So I will say this was hard.
Okay. Okay. Damn it.
Okay. Okay.
What the hell?
We covered it this year.
Like this year, meaning this season.
Like this season, yeah. And like quite literally this year. Would you like it again? Or do you want 10
seconds? I want the 10 seconds. I feel like I know what it is, but...
I think at the very least, you can walk away with artist and album.
Yes, I for sure...
Okay.
Nervous to say artisan album, but I'm gonna say Madonna.
Yes.
Ray of Light.
Very good.
And I'm not gonna get that song.
You don't even want 15 seconds.
I know I'm not gonna get that song because I don't remember most of the songs off the album.
Great. You want me to just play 15 to see if you can get it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she doesn't say the name of the song like in the first 15 seconds, but
Madonna fans, I'm so sorry. This can't be Ray of Light.
No.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was like, no, I'm not going to get it.
Okay, so the song, you're correct with the artist. It's Madonna off of Ray of Light. The song is track 4, Candy Perfume Girl.
I literally was thinking, I was like, oh, it's before she went to her EDM part.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of the album. It's the song right after Ray of Light.
Yes, I knew it. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
I knew I wasn't going to get the name.
I wanted to see if you would get it because you didn't like that song.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm, I see what mm-hmm, you did there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Candy perfume girl. You candy perfume girl. I'm your candy perfume girl.
Here we go, round 6. And I think I'm going to divide this episode into two.
Oh. So, all right.
Because we're only on round six of the songs. So here we go.
Ready?
Yes. Are you fucking joking me? What? Play it again.
5 seconds. Here we go.
Okay, that sounds like there's multiple people. And you're like, no, they layered their voice to make it sound like... Okay, what season did we cover this?
2.
Okay. See, I feel like we're in girl group divas summer again. But perhaps, judging by Angie's face, or she's trying to trick me! Okay, play 10 seconds. Play 10 seconds.
I feel like you're going to get it with the 10 seconds. I didn't think the 5-10 that you added that on, I would have picked different songs that didn't beat drop.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, you're good. Here we go.
Okay,
ready?
Okay.
You should get this.
Okay, this is Chloe and Halle, Ungodly Hour. God, what's the name of that song? See, I knew in the back of my head, I was like, I should look at these albums just one more time and look through the track list. Play 15.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh, are they gonna say the name of the song in the 15 seconds? I've been crucified, darling. Ghosts on me like New Orleans. I've been charged with murder. Someone to push me further. Is this Tipsy? You know how I remembered it? Because I was thinking of your video. This was the song that you wanted as a video.
Yes.
And you were like, yeah, it's going to be like, I don't remember what you said, but it's going to be like Spring Breakers kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
Points.
Damn, you're in the lead. Okay.
No, you're in the lead.
Oh, really?
Well, now we're, I mean, like, you have the chance to catch up. Okay, I'm only in the lead because I just did an additional round.
Okay.
Okay, Angie. I have this, I think, as a mid.
Okay.
But I think you're going to get it. All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know
and this regret. Definitely Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
Very good.
This is not Back to Black. Oh, dang. Amy Winehouse fans are going to come for me. Okay. Give me...
Do you want 10 seconds?
10
you,
seconds. You, you Give me 10.
Okay.
Give me those 10. All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got
accustomed to. Do you want a hint? I don't know if you remember my commentary.
This is one of her singles.
I think so. When we were talking about the album, I said, you know, they should play it in a movie starring Diane Keaton. And this is her getting her life together. And you were like, not under the Tuscan sun.
I did. Okay.
Do you want 15?
No, play the 10 back. Play the 10 back.
Okay.
We got this. All I can ever be to you is the darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Is this? Once you walk the ride when we... Tears... Okay, I'm gonna confidently... Tears dry on their own?
Yes! Very good!
Your face gave it, you said.
I'm like, yes, keep going! Yeah! He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your had that as a mid.
It's really honestly trying to remember the track. The artist and album are kind of easy.
They're two in the same. If you get one, you should be able to get the other.
Absolutely.
Unlike me. But, okay, round seven.
Hopefully here's where I get my points back. Here we go.
Wow. You're still 1 point ahead of me.
Oh, I need to be a little bit further ahead.
You're like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
Are you fucking joking me? You are so mean.
Oh, yes.
What is that? Oh my god. That does not even like ring a fucking bell. Is this season two?
Yes.
Play it again. I'm really trying to go. This has to be a girl group divas. Okay, well, I know for sure that's not a Spice Girls song. That's not Mariah Carey's Butterfly. Feel like I could say that's not Janet Velvet Rope. So that leaves us with the girl groups. 10 seconds. This is going to be like, oh, yeah, it's the interlude. It's the interlude of blah, blah, blah. Fucking hell. Is this going to be Danity Kane? This is going to be a Danity Kane song. This is a Danity Kane song. That's why I didn't fucking get it right away. I can hear them. I can start to hear them in the background. Fucking hell. Okay, this is a Danity Kane's Danity Kane album. 15. I need 15. I feel like there's a chance that I could get this.
Okay.
Wait. Again, you're like an hour later. Just give up! Oh, they layer their voices a lot on this song.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yep.
I'm not gonna get it. Just give it to me. What's the song? At least I walked away with 2 points. What is it? What is it?
It is the Ain't True interlude.
Wow! Do you guys see how Angie lowballs me with these picks? The interlude?
But we talked about this because it was one of our favorites on the album.
Yes, I do remember liking this.
Because we wish they extended it. Because it was that good of an interlude.
All right. Well, I'm at 18 points right now.
Okay. It's my time to catch up.
Let's see.
And surpass.
Okay. This is hard.
Oh, shit. Maybe not.
Okay. I think, this is me giving you a lowball pick. Here we go. Don't you know that Christmas would be
incomplete if you're not here? It's Ariana Grande.
No. She was so confident in saying that.
You're smiling right now.
No.
It's definitely first season.
It is a season one pick.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. You only did a couple.
I only did a couple. So that narrows down the field.
Tori Kelly.
Very good. Do you know the name of the album and the song? Do you want 10 seconds?
Is this a popular Christmas song?
I don't.
Or is this a personalized Christmas song?
I mean, I really liked it. This was a favorite between Kristen and I on that episode.
I feel like I want to jump to 15 already.
Okay, let's just jump to 15. Okay, let's see.
Don't you know that Christmas would be incomplete if you're not here with me? Sugar plums ain't half as sweet as you. Someone go tell Santa I don't need no gifts.
I'm just gonna...
Are you just gonna fun guess?
Say it for shits and giggles.
Sure.
I'm gonna say All I Want Is You.
No.
For Christmas.
No.
Tori Kelly.
It's a song
on the
called...
Tori Kelly Christmas album.
Well, I mean, you got 2 out of 3. The song is called 25th.
And I got 2. You said I got 2 out of 3?
Yeah, you have Tori Kelly. You got the artist, the album, A Tori Kelly Christmas. I would accept A Tori Kelly Christmas album, whatever. And 25th. See, I'm such an easy grader.
Run me my points.
I'm the teacher that's like, oh, you got it. You got it. We'll round up. We'll round up. That's me. You want to take my class. You want to take my class.
Me, round down.
Angie's like, no, you have to get it exactly. And I'm going to give you like the most impossible songs that you just won't remember.
Facts. Someone go to Santa, I don't need no gifts. Got nothing on my list. Don't you know my only
wish is to hold you on the 25th. Okay, next. I'm 1 point behind you.
You're 1 point behind me. Okay, we gotta pull out the heavy hitters now.
Great.
Okay, these are now officially hard.
The previous ones were already hard.
Those were mid. These were the hard ones.
Great, wonderful, love that.
Here we go.
I'm sorry.
Now you can say it.
What was I supposed to say?
God, you're such a. This is Janet. Off of the Velvet Rope.
Uh-huh.
This is an interlude. Because of course it's an interlude. Who listens to the albums except for Angie? And it's like, you know, that was my favorite interlude. Okay, give me 10 seconds. Me 10 seconds.
Janet is known for her interludes. We've talked about this.
No, the only one I would know is like speakerphone. Speakerphone.
That would have been too obvious.
The Velvet Rope.
That'd been way too obvious.
This is gonna be like Janet's voicemail message on the 3rd of December in 1997 at 5:52 p.m. But only a stan would know that because they look at the interludes and the interludes that were not included on the album. They probably know of interludes that Janet forgot she recorded. That's the kind of fan that Angie is. Okay, 10
Maybe.
Seconds.
Here we go.
God damn it. Okay. Well, at least I got 2 out of 3.
I'm sorry.
Now you can say it.
What was I supposed to say?
Chris is so cute.
Let your arm, Blanche, your arm.
And then it goes, this the ba-da-da. We go deep. Do, 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 do. I know that's the song that's after. God damn it. You know that what's so funny is... Her voice, because I'm hearing it through a phone into your mic, it sounds like Nelly Furtado. Are you throwing me off? No, didn't think so. That was the whole thing, huh?
Not all of it.
Oh, okay. Give me 15.
I'm sorry.
Now you can say it.
What was I supposed to say?
Chris is so cute.
Fasten your seatbelts, darling.
Oh, wait. I think I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is this fasten your seatbelts?
Bro, I was like, no. I thought she said it a little later. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Thank you, Janet. Thank you to everyone on that interlude. For naming the interlude after something that was actually said.
Right.
Wonderful. I love that for me. Let me just write it down here. That was round 8. This is fasten your 3 points. Fasten your seatbelts.
Let your arm, Blanche, your arm.
Fasten your seatbelts, darling. It's gonna be a
Wow, I mean, the fact that you're even choosing interludes, my gosh. I have no interludes on mine. I was like, that's too mean.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Wow, okay. Well, my turn to give you a song. Okay, I have this as a mid.
We'll see.
This is a mid. Okay. Here we go.
It's definitely Mariah off the Butterfly album.
Mm-hmm, very good.
Why the name of the song is Leaving My Whole Body. 10 seconds. Brian McKnight, Whenever You Call.
Very good. Very good.
I heard Brian Very McKnight's good. Voice on that. I was like,
the, mm-hmm, yeah. Yep. Very good. Very good. I won't ever be too far away to feel you. And I won't hesitate. Oh, whenever you come. We're heading into round 9. The score is 21 me, you are 22.
I gotta bring out the heavy guns.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
this
here we go.
This right here
is the most difficult.
It's not the most difficult, but...
Oh God.
It's not gonna be as obvious as... All right, ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Yo, I'm checking for Left Eye, man.
Oh God. This is Crazy Sexy Cool. TLC. This is the crazy, crazy, sexy, sexy, cool interlude. It's not an interlude.
This is the trick question.
Oh my gosh.
The hard part about this is they have a bajillion crazy, sexy, cool interludes.
Interlude. But it's not actually called crazy, sexy, cool interlude. It's called something else, isn't it?
And I don't think I could give this as TLC.
What?
That is the clue.
Okay, give me 10 seconds.
Yo, I'm checking for Left Eye, man.
Oh God, G. I don't know God, I don't know God, I don't know God, I don't really...
Oh, this is a song.
I'm about to rack up these points. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Oh my God, Angie. Give me 15. At least I have two. At least I have two. I know it's TLC, Crazy Sexy Cool. Give me 15.
Yo, I'm checking for Left Eye, man.
Oh God, G. I don't know God, I don't know God, I don't know God. I don't really, really know. Check the flow.
Crazy, crazy, sexy, sexy. Oh. You only have one.
What do you mean I only have one?
TLC is not on this. This is why it's the trick one.
This isn't a TLC song? Or it's not an...
It's on Crazy Sexy Cool.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm going to give you one little clue.
Okay.
We had talked about something that was on this album that was really unique, seeing the topics that they were talking about.
Oh my God, what is this? Music History 101? Okay.
You sound like my students.
God damn it. Okay. Well, I do know. I remember when we were talking about TLC, I was like, wow, it's so interesting that it's like the men were the ones that wrote the songs and it wasn't them. But that's okay because they made it their own.
Take it a little further. Take it a little further.
Oh, my God. I don't know how that's going to lead me to an actual name. I'm trying to think. I mean, I do remember P. Diddy was on the album.
Mm-hmm. We're getting somewhere. Yes. Diddy was on the album, as well as a few other dudes.
A few other dudes whose names are escaping me at the moment. thank you to the boys that contributed to this project.
This is a hard one.
Why do I want to say like five? No, it's not five. It is five, 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 five. This is, wait, it's like Tribe Called, no, Tribe Called Quest is it, but he's a member.
Oh, yes.
He's a member of Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. I'll give you two. You got two.
Oh, that's two of them that were on there.
Yeah, so you have.
That's two of the artists.
You have the album.
Oh, so there's three guys.
You have Fife. Fife is the only person on this track.
Oh, okay. Wait. I don't know if this is an interlude or a song, though. Okay, do it one more time. 15 seconds. One more time.
Yo, I'm checking for left eye, man.
Oh, God, G. I don't know God. I don't really know. Check the flow.
Oh, okay, wait. Does whatever this is, does it begin with the letter S?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
At least I got two out of three. I got two out of three of those points. Okay.
I literally slipped and I said it.
Oh, you did?
I said the interlude.
Are you joking me? It's called interlude? What?
It is literally the first track off of Crazy Sexy Cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I completely forgot about that.
I see my girl Jilly in her Lexus coupe, sitting pretty, ooh, in that hot pink suit. And bam, in through the door she struts. It's the lovely T-Bars with the ill haircut.
But left eye's the dime.
Yeah, you know it's all good, but I heard it was a hood. That's right.
Wow. Okay, so, but P. Diddy's on one of the interludes, isn't he?
Yeah, he was on the sexy interlude.
Oh, right.
With
right,
Chili.
Right. Okay.
And then there's the Busta Rhymes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here we go. I have this as hard.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to be hard for you.
It's definitely 90s.
Yes.
It's giving 90s. Season 2?
Season 2.
10 seconds.
I played 11 Spice seconds Girls. Just now. Uh-huh. What's the album?
Spice World.
Very good.
Something Kind of Funny.
No. That's off of the first
I
said that, album.
Yeah, I literally as soon as it came. That's on the first one. Okay. That was 10 seconds?
Do you want 15? Yeah, do you want 15? I technically that was 11 seconds because I was too busy dancing. Okay, here we go.
This is the one.
Not a single.
Wait, can we play it one more time? I feel like I got the chorus. The name is in the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely,
they usually do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, denying.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Tell me why keep on denying everything you say. Deny everything you do. So be a fool to yourself forevermore. Try it.
That was three. So you are at 3, 24, 25.
Oh, my Lanta.
25. So I'm 2 points behind you now. Okay, so this is going to be like the hardest one for me then.
Here we go.
Great, because the other ones were so easy for me. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Feel me. I'm all loving your mind.
This is Beyonce, Renaissance, All Up in Your Mind. Wait. No, I think that does, because I'm trying to think technically. No, that's not All Up in Your Mind. That song ends giving up into All Up in Your Mind. What comes? What song comes before then? I think this is Thick.
Damn it.
This is Thick. Yes!
Oh my God.
Yes! You tried to trick me.
I did.
And I got it, listeners. I knew you were rooting for me, listeners. I could feel your energy.
I could feel your energy. That's what Beyonce does at the
concert. Let me feel your energy. Let me feel your energy. Yep.
Baby, that's that thick skin thicker. That's that thick skin. Look at this shit.
Because Beyonce said, no, let me help this girl out. Thick. With a Q. Wait, now I have to, you have to give me a couple seconds here because I was going to choose something that was already been said.
Oh.
Okay, I think. Okay, here we go.
I forgot my bass. Somebody...
Again. Okay. That was five.
That was five.
I feel like I know what it is. You're trying.
I forgot my bass. Somebody.
It's a girl group.
It is.
Spice Girls. Spice World.
No.
So if it's Spice Girls, then.
It's not.
Oh, it's not Spice Girls.
It's not.
Oh, bish. Okay. Girl group. Played 10 seconds. I think I know.
Got my bass. Somebody, can I
get
your bass?
Get your bass.
I left it on the bus. I know.
Okay.
Maxine.
This is definitely in Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Funky Divas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is literally like the intro part to a song. What song? I can't remember.
Oh, how the tables have turned, haven't they, Angie? The turned have tables.
It was definitely at the top of the album.
Yes, you're correct.
And from what I remember, it was a song that we loved, that we spoke fondly of. I'm not going to say love. We spoke fondly of.
Would you like 15?
15 is not going to help me because they're still going to be yippity and yakking.
It takes them a while.
Okay. Yes, 15, please. This is literally the intro track.
It is. Right? It's the very first track.
And that was 15. Okay. I know this album a little bit. It's not Hip Hop Lover.
It is not.
My Lovin' comes right after that.
It does.
You said that doesn't help, though.
But that is not what I am looking for.
It's something life. That is your life.
No. You were off. It's. Do you want me to tell you the name of the song?
Do I get another chance?
No.
Am I close?
You are very close.
Yeah, what was the name of the song?
It's This Is Your Life.
You're so annoying for that.
Woo! Woo! I know the listeners are rooting for me. Yes, listeners. Yes, listeners, root for me. I can feel your energy, listeners. I can feel it. They were like, come on, Steffi. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, look at the one's dress in the back. Put your dress down. Oh God. God, dog in my earring, bro.
Are you ready? All the way from Oakland, California, the Funky Divas of Soul in Vogue.
Definitely.
But I believe you're still ahead of me.
Bet.
I am now 1 point behind you.
Okay.
The score is 26 me. Angie is up 27. So 27-26. But now we move on to round two of this little game. This little shindig that we have here. This is the movie and TV show round. So we have the same 3-point system. But the way the points are going to be divided is 1 point if you can get the movie. Another point if you can get who said the line, or like who's predominantly speaking in the scene. You could say the actor's name or you could give the character name. And then the third point is, to whom are they speaking to? So, yes.
This one's going to be hard.
This is hard for Angie because she wasn't on every single episode.
Yes.
Of movies and shows that we covered. And if this is going to be embarrassing for me if I don't get it. Because it's like, yoo-hoo, were you awake? What's going on? So, wait, did you go first last round or I went first?
Like who?
You press play first.
Press play first, yeah.
Who press play first? I did. You press play first? Okay, so I will press play first. This is easy, okay? There's only one person speaking in this, so.
Let's cut the bullshit, okay? Now, what do you really, really want from me?
Mm-hmm. Janet, Justice,
you smell my punani?
Tupac, mm-hmm. Lucky, Port of Justice.
Uh-huh.
Do you really want to smell my punani? Yes.
Very good. Very good. Yes. Okay. Well, that's Angie speaking.
Let's cut the bullshit, okay? Now, what do you really, really want from me? You want to smell my punani?
How you pick that scene?
Because I was trying to think of an iconic. See, Angie's gonna pick like the most obscure fucking line from a movie that there's no goddamn way that I can figure out what this is. But I picked lines where it's very obvious or like somewhat obvious, like you could glean. Mm. Oh, this is that. Okay, so here we go.
Okay,
Angie trying to trip me up here.
I feel like let me try to find. There's only two that I can't play on my phone.
Okay,
so. Let me see. I had them all on my computer, but I don't think it's going to be good if I try to do it on my computer. Okay.
I also typed out the line here just in case you couldn't hear. So I did that for all of my clips.
Oh.
I have a feeling Angie did not do that for her.
Wow.
Wow.
I did not. You know what? I can't. Okay. It's 5 seconds, right?
Yeah, 5 seconds. And then, well, actually, I don't know. I think you should just let the whole scene play because that's what I just did. I wasn't stopping. Play the whole scene.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
I know what this is.
Who is this?
Who are you trying to reach?
Okay, this what is number? Scream. This is, that's mm-hmm. Neve Campbell, Sydney. But to who?
No.
Oh, wait. This is Drew Barrymore then. This is Drew Barrymore. And it's Ghostface.
Yes. Yes. Okay. That smile is so annoying.
You never told me your name.
Why do you want to know my name?
I want to know who I'm looking at.
What did you say?
Drew the Scabber.
Yes.
She apologized. Okay. My turn. Okay. Oh. You're going to get this. You're going to get this.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on this? High or wails and
this
hills.
Is Taboo. When- she is saying her lines
to
Irfan Khan's character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In The Namesake. And
very good.
I literally picked the same scene. So now I got to figure out.
Oh.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills when all at once I saw a crowd.
A host of golden daffodils.
Oh, Ashima.
Oh, Ashima.
Ganguly.
Oh, Ashima. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Okay. You ready?
Kimmy! I know you're in here. The guard saw you come in.
Just leave me alone, you bitch!
Kimmy.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Cat fight!
You came here pretending to be my friend, and I made you my maid of honor.
Who asked you to do that? You knew me, what, 8 minutes?
Michael trusted you. So I trusted you.
You wanted to keep me close. You didn't trust me for a second.
This is...
Not the scene giving it away.
This is my best friend's wedding. And what's her face? Cameron Diaz is looking for Julia Roberts. They're in the bathroom.
The other way around, but yes.
Oh, it's Julia Roberts looking for Cameron Diaz in the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I made you my maid of honor.
Who asked you to do that? You knew me, what, 8 minutes?
Michael trusted you, so I trusted you.
You wanted to keep me close. You didn't trust me for a second.
Point for me. 3 points for me. This is round three.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
I figured they were kind of a fashion statement.
Really?
But then the rest of your outfit is not. But don't take that wrong. It's refreshing. Look around. People try so hard to look how they think they should look.
Lindsay Lohan.
They probably saw Mean some Girls. Movie.
No. You are very off. Again?
I'm kind of shook. Okay, because that's Again? Why okay. Yes.
I figured they were kind of a fashion statement.
Really?
But then the rest of your outfit is not. But don't take that wrong. It's refreshing.
Oh.
You look around.
San Junipero.
People try so hard to look how they Goo-goo. Think they should look.
What is old girl's name in that freaking show? She's talking to the other chick. What the hell is her name? It's a dog. Yorkie.
Yes. I think you got it all.
Black Mirror, San Junipero, Goo Goo.
Very
Yorkie.
Good. Very good. Very good. Okay.
Look around. People try so hard to look how they think they should look. Oops, they probably saw in some movie. But I like these. They're authentically you.
Oh, you're taking all of my shit. Oh, my letter.
I think it's okay if we, unless it's like the same exact scene, then you should probably change it. But if it's...
All right, here we go.
Okay, this is Halloween.
No.
It's not?
No.
No, okay, I get another guess because you completely got Mean Girls San Junipero wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Really, this is something we talked about.
Oh, at length. Here, I'm gonna start it from the top. This is gonna give it away.
Oh, I know it now. Okay, I know that. That's the Wiz. That's the Wiz, and they're in the parking structure.
Yes.
And this is Diana Ross screaming bloody murder in the parking structure. To everyone. Who else is there?
To everybody.
To everyone.
Everybody.
The Scarecrow, Michael's there, Lion is there, the Tin Man is there, we're all there. And that fucking thing that they're jiggling that makes it bigger. Yeah. No. Yeah, yeah, once I heard that.
I ain't too happy on the ground, y'all.
Because we had talked about this scene at length.
How scary it was.
And I was like, I thought the Diana Ross scream would get you.
Oh, no. See her scream? Yeah. I feel like they all kind of sound the same at some pitch. Here we go. Round four for Angie. Okay. Let's see.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
What?
Oh my gosh. Go back.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Is this something I already said?
What do you mean?
Is it an answer that I've already given?
It is an answer that you've already given.
Mean Girls.
Okay. Now who says it and to who?
Can we play one more time?
Okay.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Is this Lindsay Lohan?
No.
Oh, my Lanta. Mean Girls fans, oh my gosh, they're going to come after me.
I mean, I can't believe you don't know that movie like the back of your hand.
I know.
This is like one of the most quoted movies of our generation.
Oh my gosh.
But okay, maybe because Angie's slightly older than me, maybe she missed the boat on this.
This is where the geriatric jokes come in.
Again?
Yes, I'm sick.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
I don't know. Oh, my Lanta. I don't know. That's crazy.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore. I love how it's just me repeating it. Like, that's gonna help you.
I'm sorry, Mean Girls fans.
Oh my god, are you giving up?
Yes.
Okay, I can't go out, I'm sick. That's Amanda Seyfried, aka Carrot Smith. And then the one that says, boo, you whore, is Rachel McAdams, aka Regina George.
I felt like I got Regina, but I didn't know if I was going to get the point. I had to get both of them, right?
Yeah, to get both of them.
Oh, shit.
I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
It's okay. I mean, Mariah Carey would probably be disappointed because that's like one of her favorite movies, Mean Girls.
Oh my gosh.
But it's okay.
No, honestly, when the movie was first released, I watched it literally every night. So this is not like I just am quizzed on this.
I love that so much.
Come on, give me round four.
Here we go.
Girl, I gotta have my Gordons and Sockos. Check in this freezer, see if you see some Socko.
Say it, do it again.
Okay.
Is this the whole scene you're playing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not the full scene. It's the like...
It's part of like a bigger scene.
It's part of this. It's the scene within the scene.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Girl, I gotta have my Gordons and Sockos. Check in this freezer, see if you see some Socko.
We're in a kitchen, clearly. See, my gut, I'm thinking... Kitchen, who was helping make food in the kitchen? And in Boomerang, they have a scene where they were preparing food. That doesn't sound like Master of None Thanksgiving. Now I'm trying
play
to
play it again.
Okay.
Girl, I gotta have my Gordons and Sockos. Check in this freezer, see if you see some Socko.
Oh, God, I'm not going to get this. Ugh. Okay, we didn't cover anything in season 3 for movies yet. Season 2 were only the docs. It was the Janet stuff, and that's not a documentary. This has to be season 1. Okay, I'm trying to think. Ugh.
Here, I'm going to try to extend it.
Okay.
They don't have no April. Y'all ain't got no Odie.
That should have did it. Oh.
Oh my God.
You ain't got no Odie.
Okay, wait. Is this poetic justice? Or are we like on the road getting... We're stopped at the supermarket. Is this Regina King and Janet Jackson ordering food at the supermarket?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. You ain't got no Odie.
Wow. Who says that? Is that Regina? That's Regina King?
That's Regina King.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to, like, play Regina King's parts.
Oh, okay.
Girl, I gotta have my Gordons and Sockos. Check in this freezer, see if you see some Socko.
Okay.
They don't have no April. Y'all ain't got no Odie.
Girl, you know they don't sell that outside the black neighborhoods.
Oh, well.
Okay, so did I get 2 or 3?
You got Janet, Regina King, Poetic Justice.
Okay.
Good job, man.
Oh, my God. Angie, these picks are so hard of yours. Okay, here we go. This is round 5.
You know every single number.
Which one do you want to see?
Wagon wheel Watusi.
These small ass clips.
Again.
Okay.
You know every single number.
Which one do you want to see?
Wagon wheel Watusi.
Season one, obviously.
Yes.
Was I on this episode?
You were not on this episode.
God damn.
This is hard.
Do you think it's something that I would get? Oh, Lord. Okay.
I don't even know if you've seen this, but that part is a really iconic part of the movie. If you've seen this movie, you know that part.
This movie came out in the 90s?
No, it came out in the 2010s.
2010s?
Yes. Think what were the first group of movies that we covered on this podcast? You're thinking in that range.
Okay, try it again. Okay.
You know every single number.
Which one do you want to see?
Wagon wheel Watusi.
All right, so the first group of films that you did on this podcast was like Glitter.
Yes.
Selena.
Yes. Clearly, Angie did not listen to those early episodes. That's what the main takeaway of this moment is. She only listened to the episodes that she was in.
Oh, shit. The way I have no idea. One more time. It sounds familiar.
Okay.
I feel like I'm okay. Hating myself.
You know every single number.
Which one do you want to see?
Wagon wheel Watusi.
The person who speaks at the end has a very distinct voice.
She does.
That people like to kind of parody.
The way I don't know.
Stanley Tucci is also in this movie.
Did you guys do Devil Wears Prada?
No.
That's what I thought. Stanley Tucci is in this movie.
But he is, and he's essentially playing like the same character that he plays in Devil Wears Prada.
You're about to get these points. Lord.
Kate movie, here we come.
My God. What's the movie?
It's Show a Little More, Show a Little Less. Not a little new. Welcome to Burlesque. All right.
I was like,
the Cheerios over your tequila.
I was like, I couldn't confidently say Cher.
That is like such
Cher.
An iconic line.
Yes.
Yeah. But that could have been a trick too, because we did two Cher movies in the beginning. We did Moonstruck and Burlesque.
Yeah.
But yeah, that line is really, like, everyone always makes fun of that line. Show me the wagon wheel Watusi.
You know every single number.
Which one do you want to see?
Wagon wheel Watusi.
I've only seen that movie once.
Oh my God, well, what a crime. What a okay. crime for Angie. So she got nothing.
Nothing.
Wow. Like,
wow.
And that's on Air Rights.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
You don't even get that reference because you've only seen it once.
I don't.
Oh my God, that entire point of that movie was to show how important Air Rights are.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's a really funny movie, you guys. I mean, it's not a cinematic masterpiece, but it is on Diva Dailies.
Here we go.
Okay, Angie is going to try and trip me up now. She's going to get payback now.
Stop it. Will you stop it? Get out of here.
Oh, merde, alors. I mean, I don't believe this. You are going to turn down a pussy like this?
This is Boomerang. Yes. Grace Jones. She goes into the meeting and kind of scares off the people. Eddie Murphy.
Different scene.
Oh, this is a different scene.
Yes.
Okay, but Grace Jones, Boomerang.
Yes.
Is Robin Givens in this? Like, there, it's a meeting, right? And she takes off her underwear.
No.
Oh, it's not that scene?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
But you are right. It's Grace Jones. And the obvious pick.
And Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Oh, but it wasn't that scene. What scene is this?
It was the scene where it was after Eddie Murphy and Robin Givens get together. And
are they outside?
No, they went like on a meeting date with Grace Jones. And Grace Jones got jealous.
Oh.
And she's like,
oh,
well, you were her. What about me?
Oh, wow. I forgot that scene. When I think of Grace Jones in that movie, it's when she takes off her underwear and like shoves it in the
face.
Yeah. I don't believe this. You are going to turn down a pussy like this? Staring you smack in your face, no man can turn down this pussy.
But I got it. 3 points on the board for me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit is right. Shit is right. Angie's Roman Empire is falling.
Yeah.
Next scene.
You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Easy. Come on.
That is Halle Berry.
Yes.
Halle Berry's character to Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Boomerang. Love should have brought you home last night. Then that's when the song drops. Enters Toni Braxton.
Very good. Enters Toni Braxton into all of our lives, and then we are better for it. Very good, Angie.
Classic line.
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought you home last night.
Very good, very good.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Single malt, please.
Okay, thanks.
I've never done this before.
What's that?
Gone out on a blind date engineered by my mom.
It's not a blind date, exactly.
That is the namesake.
Yes.
Cal Penn is in this scene.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that fucking girl that I don't like because she was cheating on him with the French man. Yes. I don't remember that girl's name, but we don't like her. Or I didn't like her. I was like, I don't know if I would say she was worse than Maxine, but I remember saying that. I was like, this girl's so fucking annoying. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, she is fucking annoying because she thinks she's so cool because she matured and glowed up, per se. And yes,
I'll give that to you. Give that to you. Yeah.
Okay. What was the character's name?
I don't remember. That was the clip that I had to like switch up because you literally took my namesake clip.
Oh, yeah, because that's an iconic namesake clip.
Yeah. Ugh.
I've never done this before.
What's that?
Gone out on a blind date engineered by my mom.
It's not a blind date, exactly.
No.
We sort of know each other in a way.
But he doesn't say to her at that point, like, when'd you get so sexy? He doesn't say that yet,
no,
right?
No. Oh, no.
Because this is their first date.
Yeah, this is the first date.
Does he in the first date?
Yeah.
And he says that too in the first date?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it'd been a while since he'd gotten some, so maybe that's why he said that.
Oh, shit.
All right. Was that round 6 for me?
Yes. The way you're about to clean up,
okay.
This is the worst.
Everyone, this is my redemption tour. Okay.
Oh,
here we go.
Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
I like that thing you're doing with your voice, Randy. It's sexy.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Is this Scream?
Yes.
Ghostface?
Yes.
And the other chick.
The other chick, my goodness. Doesn't she like headline the entire franchise for a good chunk
she's
of the movie?
Headline, yes. I don't know her name.
What? You guys, Angie is like a horror fan.
I am a horror fan.
You don't know the person who headlines the Scream franchise. He literally says her name in this scene.
Okay, let me see.
Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
I like that
thing
you're doing
with
your voice,
Sydney.
Randy.
Yes,
sexy.
I know Sydney.
What's your favorite?
But the actual actress's name
begins with an. Do you want me to give you a letter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm gonna flex.
Yes, come on.
My scary movie. Sydney is. So there's Courtney Cox. There's.
Wow, you say Gale Weathers first.
Ooh. Eat dust. Okay, because her name is Neve. Neve.
Yes, soup. A soup.
Campbell soup. Neve Campbell.
A soup, Angie. A soup. Very good.
Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
I like that thing you're doing with your voice, Randy. It's sexy.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Okay. This one.
Come on.
You're probably going to have to be quiet because I have to do it on my computer.
Okay.
So before this, dinner's all swollen and chewed. Thank you, God, for this stupid food.
Oh, I love that. That's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
The pilot episode. That's Ashley Bakes.
Yeah.
With Will Smith at the table. And then they all look at her like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Your cousin has only been here for like a day.
Yeah.
And he's messing up your whole thing. I love that.
Oh.
Shout out to that episode.
Oh my gosh.
Hey there, Lord. My name is Ashley Banks. My family and friends want to give you some thanks. So before this, dinner's all swollen and chewed. Thank you, God, for this stupid food.
We're on 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, is it my turn to play the... Oh, yeah.
I was like... Wait, this is our 9, right?
No, I think this is our round 8.
Okay. All right, go.
Here we go. Your clip is...
Won't you carry nothing that might be a load?
Michael Jackson.
Yes, very good.
The Wiz.
Very good.
Is this to the Scarecrows?
No, not really. They've kind of skedaddled at this point.
So then it's... Okay, one more time. All right, hit it.
Won't you carry nothing that might be a load?
Who else is there with him?
Is this to Diana Ross?
Yes. This is like right before
they... Is this about
to
be Ease On Down the Road?
Yes.
Bet. Yeah,
exactly. Very good. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Woo! Come on, Dorothy! Come on! Woo! Come on then.
Okay.
Let's see if I have this locked and loaded. Okay, ready?
Okay, yes. Bring it
That's
on.
That's a very classic. Yes.
This is Bring It On. This is Gabrielle Union's cheer group.
Okay.
The Clovers.
Yes.
The Originals.
Yes.
This is a nice movie about cultural appropriation.
Yes.
Yeah. they're doing their cheer for their entire high school.
Yes.
And the Toros are there.
Yes. The Toros.
Kirsten Dunst there. And what's her face brought, you know, the friend brought Kirsten Dunst was like, your team isn't as original as you thought it was. I knew I recognized this. What is this?
What is this?
It was that. What is this?
I said, it's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere. I said, it's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere. I said, oh, Rio.
Do you know there's a deleted scene from that movie? This was going around on TikTok where Gabrielle Union and Kirsten Dunst ended up at the same college.
Yeah.
And they became like best friends and they were cheering. I had never seen that in my fucking life. I was like, what is this?
If they put that in the movie, I would have been so upset.
It would have ruined it. No. Oh. Just ended with the, oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my head. Oh my goodness. Wow. Very good. I like that pick.
Thanks.
Bring It On. What a great movie. Okay. This is... Oh, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Nipples and Toes 23.
Well, what's that?
Nipples and Toes 23.
Denise, you can't be dating some girl with an Instagram name Nipples and Toes 23?
Just for the sake of me wanting to hear it again.
Again? Yes.
Nipples and Toes 23.
Well, what's that?
Nipples and Toes 23.
Denise, you can't be dating some girl with an Instagram name Nipples and Toes 23.
Denise.
Okay, so Denise is Lena Waithe.
Very good.
Aziz Ansari.
Yes.
Dev.
Yes.
Masters of None, the Thanksgiving episode.
Very good. Very good, Angie.
Angela Bassett is in this. It was a great episode.
Nipples and Toes 23.
Well, what's that?
Nipples and Toes 23.
Denise, you can't be dating some girl with an Instagram named Nipples and Toes 23.
This is when the world still liked Lena Waithe.
Yes. for a blip of a second.
For a blip. And then she started talking a little too much. Mm-hmm. And then the world said, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Hey.
Why were you talking to Janice Ian?
I don't know. I mean, she's so weird. She just, you know, came up to me and started talking to me about crack.
Yes. Mean Girls.
Yes.
Regina George comes up to Katie.
Yes.
AKA Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Or Catty. It's Katie. Catty? Katie.
Hey.
Why were you talking to Janice Ian?
I don't know. I mean, she's so weird. She just, you know, came up to me and started talking to me about crack.
She's so pathetic. Let me tell you something about Janice Ian. We were best friends in middle school. I know, right? It's so embarrassing. I don't even... Whatever.
I love that movie. That was such a really monumental time in my life. I really enjoy that movie. Yeah. And thank you, Angie, for giving me 3 easy points.
I should have dug a little deeper. I should have dug just a smidge deeper, but it's okay.
She should have been like, it'll be like, the. What movie is this from? Right. Can you name it? What movie is that from? Okay, so this is our last round.
Okay.
Here we go.
What were you doing? Frank, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You could have drowned him, Frank. You could have drowned him.
Yeah. Could we play it one more time? I don't know what movie it is.
Are you joking me?
I'm joking.
You don't know this movie?
Yes, I'm joking.
Oh, I was like...
What were you doing? Frank, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You could have drowned him, Frank. You could have drowned him.
So this is the scene in The Bodyguard.
Very
where
good.
They went up to the winter house and...
The farmer cabin.
And Whitney Houston's...
Yes.
Son.
Acting. Yes.
Was out on a boat. I don't know why. Trying to maneuver that boat by himself.
Especially since he doesn't know how to swim.
Kevin Costner's character. Whoo, running.
Running. Run, Forrest, run. Run, Forrest, run.
Dove.
Yes.
For the boat.
Yes.
They end up in the water.
Yes.
This is when Whitney Houston comes running. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you doing? You're crazy. You're out of your mind. You could have drowned him, Frank. You could have drowned him. And then it's like a beat and it's like, what are we going to do with the boat?
Boom. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What were you doing? Frank, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You could have drowned him, Frank. You could have drowned him.
I'm sorry. I got careless. How are we gonna get the boat back?
And then cut to the next scene. Everybody's packing. They gotta get out of there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know we're here. And yep. Did anyone tell Frank that the son doesn't know how to swim? No.
No.
But you know what they did tell? Frank's dad. Why? I don't know. But let's not tell the bodyguard. Whose job it is to know these things.
Oh my gosh. Now, why that little boy get on the boat is what I'm trying, like,
exactly. The logical inconsistencies of the bodyguard. We have questions.
Oh my gosh.
The biggest one for me is I don't understand why she sleeps with dolls in her bed.
Oh, that's right.
That's so fucking weird. What are you doing?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That was an interesting character choice. Okay, Angie.
Okay, this one's on my computer, so you're going to hear yourself.
God, okay.
Of course, now, until she passes over, goes permanent, she's on the 5-hour weekly limit. I guess you're the same.
They ration it out. They don't trust us with more.
Okay, this is San Junipero.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nurse Greg talking to older Kelly.
The fact that you know the...
I'm a stan of the San Junipero episode. That is Nurse Greg talking to older Kelly.
Flip the table.
When Kelly visits Yorkie and Yorkie's just laying there like this, and then that's when they decide we're gonna get married. Yes.
Okay.
So the whole San Junipero system has been a big deal for her. I mean, the biggest deal. Of course, now, until she passes over, goes permanent, she's on the 5-hour weekly limit. I guess you're the same.
They ration it out. They don't trust us with more.
They say you go crazy if you have too much.
Yeah.
Don't leave your seat. You disassociate body from mind.
Like that doesn't happen in every senior home already. The system's there for therapeutic reasons. Immersive nostalgia therapy. Plunge you into a world of memories. Helps with Alzheimer's. That's what they say.
Well, small mercies.
So, about this marriage.
And they have the little dots on their head.
Okay, just count out the points.
And I remember in that episode, I was like, just put that little dot on my head and let me go to San Junipero. And you were like...
That was the episode that you were hyper on.
Yes. Oh, and we're going to have a repeat of the hyperness and the unhingedness when we get to the end of the season, listener. Oh, yeah, that's me, unhinged. Okay. So Angie scored a total of 25 points for the movie round. But I scored a total of 27 points for the movie round. And
I was literally only off by 2.
Yes.
I would have tried a little harder.
And let's see. Angie scored 27 points in the songs. And I scored 26 points.
Oh, shit.
So I beat.
Literally win by 1?
By 1. So I was a total of what? What is it? 27 plus 27. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Wait, I should be 30 if we did 10 rounds. Right? 10 times 3 is 30, Angie. My points are off. Hold on.
Yes, but I don't have any more clips. I used all my clips.
I did my math right.
How humiliating and degrading.
Let's do this again. Let's say it again. So... for the song round, Angie won. So Angie got 27 points for the first round. I got 26 points for the first round. So Angie won round one.
Mm-hmm.
But our second round, which was the movies and TV shows, and I did have a bit of a home court advantage because I was in all of the episodes. But to be fair, wait, let me count. 1, 2, 3.
A lot of them
4
were obvious.
5, 6, 7 of the 10 picks that I gave you, you were in those episodes. And then the other 3, there was only one really hard one, which was the burlesque. But the Mean Girls one and Scream.
Yeah.
I can't believe Mean Girls is what tripped you. And then also burlesque. But anyway, okay, let me do it again.
I know.
So in the movie round, Angie got 25 points, but I got 30 points, which means that I... won, and Angie.
I should have picked harder.
Lost,
fucking movies.
And that means that I win this little trivia game, which you know is good because I was in every single episode, and that would be really embarrassing if I did not win. But the main takeaway is that because I won, I finally won something. See, you won a bet earlier in the season. Now I win this trivia game. I get to pick an episode for us to do next season.
Yeah. You guys, we're going to be talking about Legos. We're going to be talking about Sims.
Yeah,
characters.
We're going to be talking about my Sims. You guys, by the way, my Sims, I was doing an inventory of my Sims. This is how the episode's going to go. I was doing an inventory of my Sims, and I found out that one of my Sims has a second family. And he had a second family with aliens. And I don't quite know how that happened. He got abducted when I wasn't playing him. And he has 3 alien babies. And I don't know where the alien babies are. I've been trying to look for these alien babies. It just really troubles me because I was trying to make this Sim like a nice family man. I was going through the family tree and I was clicking around. And he has alien babies. See this conversation? That's exactly what that additional episode is going to be like.
And I'm just going to be silent.
Sorry, listeners.
It's going to be Steffi talking.
Yeah, and I'm going to be like, and oh my God. And then I was playing my game here and my Sims.
Part one.
Or I guess, what should I do? Yeah, part one, my Sim breakdown.
Oh.
Or what Kate movie should I pick?
Lord. Yeah.
Don't act like you don't like watching some Kate movies. They're not terrible.
We should rank the albums. I'm just saying, you've been talking about ranking. There's a specific artist you've been talking about ranking albums.
Is Angie trying to pull the strings here? Because Angie doesn't want to watch Tar. Well, that was fun, listeners. Wasn't that so much fun? Did you guys have a lot of fun playing that trivia game that we thought was only going to take like 15 minutes and ended up taking 2 hours? And because of that, we had to break down our 100th episode into two parts. Didn't you enjoy that?
Huh?
Right, listeners? Right, listeners? Oh my God. Okay. Well, TBD on that next season, whatever I decide to do. Sims, Lego, a Cate Blanchett movie, Beyonce ranking albums.
We won't know.
Okay. Well, listeners, this ends our 100th episode saga carried into episode 101. That was not intentional, but we hope you enjoyed our 100th episode special. I have some thank yous I would like to say.
Oh, get them in.
I'm going to have my Whitney Houston moment at the BET Awards where she's like,
to my Nippy Inc. family, Donna, Lynn, Pat, Lori, Shelley, Aaliyah, Rose, Brian, Darren, and Ulysses, thank you for holding down the fort. Uh-huh. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Hi, this is editor Steffi here. So this next part is the thank yous, like my general thank yous to everyone who helped make this podcast possible. I'm going to be talking really fast because when we got to this part of recording, I had to go somewhere. Like, I was supposed to be somewhere and we were like really, really rushing. So that's why it's going to sound like I'm being played off at the Oscars. But even though I'm talking really, really fast, I mean every word that I say. And I feel honestly kind of bad for having rushed through this part because this is the part that honestly means the most. And Angie, if I'm sure you are listening to this episode, if you want to redo your thank yous in a future episode, you are more than welcome to. So I apologize that I'm going to sound like I'm on speed for the next 2 minutes, but I just had to go somewhere. So here we go. My thank yous. I just wanted to say thank you to our past guest co-hosts, Kristen of Pop Culture Planet, Stefan, Nikita Ray, Maddie Rantz, Diego, Jess, Dito, and Justin. Each of you helped the podcast reach 100, and I know the recording conditions were kind of weird because we never actually saw each other, and also we were in a global pandemic. But thank you for taking a chance on a complete stranger on the internet and making the time to talk with me. Boom. Lisa, thank you to the first co-host of this podcast. I just want to say thanks to Lisa for starting out this podcast journey with me and not shutting down the idea, because if she would have told me it was stupid, I probably would have not continued. And this podcast would have not seriously gotten started without her, and her creative input is still felt from the name of this pod to the theme song, which she helped create. So thank you, Lisa. And then obviously I have to thank Angie. Gotta thank Angie for continuing to be an amazing co-host, and I'm very lucky that she replied to my desperate tweet that one late night back in 2020. And even though you might have questionable opinions specifically regarding Danity Kane's album and Selena's Technocumbia, all of your contributions have elevated Diva Dailies, and like I said on that very first episode you were on, you truly were the Hail Mary of the pod. Thank you so much, Angie.
Thank you.
You really were the Hail Mary of this episode.
No problem. I got you, girl. I got you.
So thanks for always having my back.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes. And then I wanted to say thank you to the divas, those we've covered and those we have yet to talk about, because this podcast unknowingly started during a really dark time, aka 2020. But if our light source comes in the form of divas, I'll gladly take it anyway. And special shout out to the patron saint of the pod, Whitney Houston, because if it wasn't for Whitney, we wouldn't have Angie here. And if it wasn't for Whitney, I probably would have not had any interest in watching a Kevin Costner movie, let alone Bull Durham. So,
boom.
And then I wanted to thank the listeners, last but not least. Thank you so much for listening and continuing to support the pod. If you've been here since day one or found us yesterday, it really does mean a lot when you listen and reach out to us, especially when you say you enjoyed the podcast. So thank you, listeners. You are part of 100 too. So thank you for that. And last but not least, I'm going to pull a Snoop Dogg and thank myself.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting.
I'd like to thank me.
Thank yourself.
Because this podcast is a lot of work.
Do that.
And I did that.
Yes.
And so much life and change has happened, but this podcast is a constant stay. And to quote Whitney Houston, quoting Destiny's Child at the 2001 BET Awards, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. What? What?
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. What? What? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Boom. That's it. Bruh. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Not you mic dropping on yourself. Yes, no, you took the words out of my mouth. Thank you for giving me a chance to be on this podcast. Thank you for giving me space to come back over and over and over again. Thank you to everybody who contributed to the podcast, everybody from the listeners to previous co-hosts, just like you said. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Steffi, for the editing too.
But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed. If you want to follow the podcast, we're at Diva Dailies Pod on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. You can always email us divadailiespod@gmail.com. Angie, where can the listeners find you if they want to get in contact with you?
On Twitter at PoetrySoul3 and on Instagram at Angie.Simone.
And you can find me at INN_MHO on Twitter, Instagram, and in my humble opinion on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, remember, divas.
So the thing is, a diva has to be good at what she does.